At this time, I'd like to call the January 2nd, 2020 organizational board meeting to order. I will now accept nominations for temporary chair. Mr. Forsythe?
I'd like to nominate Rita Curran.
Okay. Can I have a second?
I'd like to second that.
Mr. Reagan? Are there any other nominations? May I have a motion to close the nominations for temporary chair?
So moved.
Mr. Sheridan? Can I have a second? Mr. Reagan? All in favor of closing nominations, please say yes.
Yes.
Is there anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion is carried. Now the vote for temporary chair. All those in favor of Ms. Curran for temporary chair, please say yes.
Yes.
Is there anyone opposed? Seeing none, Ms. Curran will serve as temporary chair for this portion of the meeting. You can come to the dais.
Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
Sheridan?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Haggard?
Here.
Arquette? Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Terminelli? Curran?
Here.
15 present.
Okay. So now we'll have the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Do you know who's going to say the prayer?
I think that Larry is.
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the democracy alive in our country, the freedom to gather here this evening. We gather here to reflect upon the end of the decade that has passed. Prepare for the upcoming year, the challenges and responsibilities that we will face as elected officials and representatives of the people of St. Louis County. Send your creative spirit on us and enable us to draw on the wisdom and experience of yesterday to respond to the questions and concerns of tomorrow. Give us confidence to speak the truth boldly with the kindness. Give us the patience to listen openly to one another without prejudice. Give us the wisdom to discern what is right and just. Give us the strength and willingness to explore new possibilities. Please guide us on our journey home this evening. We ask all of your safe return. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is all things are possible.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I will now accept nominations for chair of the board. Mr. Denisha?
Madam Chairwoman, I nominate Legislator Joseph Lightfoot for Chairman of the Board of St. Louis County Legislators.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that? Mr. Leader? Are there any other nominations? Yes, Mr. Haggard?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I nominate Legislator Tony Arquette.
Okay. Is there a second for that? Mr. Burke? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, may I have a motion to close the nominations for chair? Mr. Forsythe? And a second. I need a second. And a second, please. Mr. Reagan? Okay. All in favor of closing the nominations, please say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion and carried. And now the vote for chair. Roll call, please.
Please state the name of the person you're voting for. Mr. Lightfoot or Mr. Arquette? Reagan?
Legislator Lightfoot.
Forsythe?
Legislator Lightfoot.
Lightfoot?
Lightfoot.
Sheridan?
Lightfoot.
Leader?
Legislator Joseph Lightfoot.
Denisha?
Legislator Lightfoot.
Perkins?
Legislator Arquette.
Akers?
Legislator Joe Lightfoot.
Fay?
Quiet.
Haggard?
Legislator Tony Arquette.
Arquette?
Legislator Arquette.
Burke?
Legislator.
Arquette?
Legislator.
Terminelli?
Legislator Tony Arquette.
Curran?
Legislator Lightfoot.
Eight for Lightfoot. Seven for Arquette.
Okay. So then we will have Mr. Lightfoot be chair going forward.
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to be very brief tonight as far as any remarks, and I will just say this, is that I just want to caution this board. It's already started in that Medicaid is going to be reduced by 1% going forward. And that's just a start in my estimation. All I have to say is in the past few months, we have put on and brought forward 25 new positions. Pretty expensive. And we're looking at more. We're looking at the possibility of additional attorneys. We are looking at the AIM money coming out of our sales tax monies again. And just a note of caution, why we should be looking at this is this raise the age law. There is an exception, but if the counties do not remain underneath the tax cap, we lose raise the age money. That could be significant. All I'm asking is that you pay, that we pay very special attention to the positions that we're looking at, the monies that we are spending, and actually that's just about everything. If we get footloose and fancy free with the taxpayers' money, if we start putting on people that maybe we don't need to put on, I'd hate to see us have to lay people off because we need to stay under the tax cap in order to get the funding that's guaranteed to us. So I would ask for your diligence. I would ask for your focus on personnel matters and financial matters. That being said, We will move along to the vote or the nomination for vice chair. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Lightfoot, be my honor to nominate for vice chair David Forsythe.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Reagan. Are there any other nominations? Mr. Burke.
Be my honor to nominate Rick Perkins.
Is there a second? By Mr. Hager, Mr. Fay, and Ms. Arquette. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? The board would entertain a motion to close the nominations for vice chair by Mr. Hager, seconded by Mr. Sheridan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
State the name of the person you're voting for, Mr. Forsythe or Mr. Perkins. Reagan.
Legislator
Forsythe.
Legislator Forsythe.
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 Lightfoot.
Forsythe.
Sheridan.
Forsythe.
Leader.
Legislator Forsythe.
Denisha.
Forsythe.
Perkins. Akers.
Legislator David Forsythe.
Fay. Haggard.
Legislator Perkins.
Arquette. Burke. Arquette. Terminelli. Curran.
David Forsythe.
Eight votes for Forsythe, seven Perkins.
Mr. Forsythe, congratulations. Okay. Moving right along, I need approval for the January 2nd agenda by Ms. Terminelli and Mr. Seconded by Mr. Denisha and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Entertain a motion for approval of the December 2nd and December 16th minutes by Mr. Denisha, seconded by Ms. Curran and Mr. Sheridan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications?
A thank you card was received from the family of Daryl Maloney for the sympathy card. A thank you card was received from Barbara Burns for acknowledging the contributions and service on the Board of Legislators of her husband, Legislator Don Burns. Resolutions were received from the following towns opposing any changes in the county sales tax apportionment to local municipalities: the towns of Brazier, Herman, and Waddington. A resolution was received from the St. Lawrence County Association of Town Supervisors and St. Lawrence County Association of Mayors opposing any change in county sales tax apportionment to local community or local municipalities.
That is okay. Now is the time of the meeting for citizen participation. Any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the podium during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, we will move on to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the adoption of the rules of procedure. I move this resolution.
Second. Second by Ms. by Ms. Curran. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2020 budget for community services for the Stop DWI program to accept increased funding from the State of New York Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Hager?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the Stop DWI 2020 plan for the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the community services for funding received from Office of Mental Health and for pass through funding to approved agencies, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Family Counseling Center of Gloversville, New York for mental health and chemical dependency services. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Perkins and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with MVP Health Solutions IPA Inc. for behavioral health provider services, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving approval of bad debt write-offs for community services. I move for its adoption.
Your second. Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be voting against this. I realize that it's something that financially, to keep our books solid, we need to. But I think the board needs to start looking at the clinics and seeing why we're losing this money. Over half, just about half of this money was client responsibility. Why we didn't go after this money and ascertain whether there was any monies that could be attained from these individuals. But I think we're looking at $966,000. That's a little bit over a 2% tax increase. Granted, it's from 2002 to 2018, but we know that we have bad debt that we'll be writing off next year, and I think it's time for this board to really look at this and see if these clinics are viability. Especially when the hospitals are expanding into these services and their numerous entities are getting into this business. So I'll be voting no.
Anyone else? Ms. Curran.
So when we're contracting with Gloversville, we're literally contracting with the people who are trying to come in the area to do this business. So we're almost actually costing ourselves more money by subcontracting somebody that's trying to take over the area. I agree with Kevin, I guess, on this. Sorry, am I?
Thank you. Anyone? Mr. Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, in good conscience, can also not support this resolution. I have not received an adequate explanation as to why there was a shortfall in the billing, on the billing side. And because of that, since we're talking about close to $1 million, I also will not be supporting this resolution. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Roll call. We'll have a roll call on this one, please.
Lightfoot?
No.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
No.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
No.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
11 yes, four no.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the Children's Home of Jefferson County for the Oasis Behavior Health Care Collaborative Innovation Grant. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for social services for child care, general services, and HEAP, medical services, and training administration. I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Roll call, please.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes. 15 yes.
Resolution carried. Mr. Sheridan? Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a site use agreement between public health and the Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of St. Lawrence County for rabies clinics, and I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Akers and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a site use agreement with St. Lawrence Center Mall, Messina, New York, for rabies clinics. Move for its adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran, Mr. Perkins, Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the Public Health Department to accept performance incentive achievement award funds, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please. I'm sorry, this. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Excuse the mishap. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Office of Emergency Services for fiscal year 18 PSAP grant. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an amended contract with the ARC of Jefferson St. Lawrence County for the operation of the public transit system. Move for its adoption.
There's a second by Mr. Akers, Mr. Forsythe, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services to accept the Upstate Quality Improvement and Caseload Reduction Grant for 2017 through 2020 and move for its adoption.
Second by Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard.
I will be respectfully abstaining.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for the provision of indigent legal services funds for January 1, 2016 through December 31, 2018, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard?
Again, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I will be respectfully abstaining.
So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for the provisions of indigent legal services funds for January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2019, and move for its adoption.
There's a second by Mr. Akers and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard?
Again, Mr. Chairman, I would be respectfully abstaining.
So noted. Anyone else? All in favor? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the second council at first appearance grant for 2017 through 2019 and to sign a contract with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Akers and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard?
Again, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully am abstaining.
So noted. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution rescinding resolution 398-2019, authorizing the chair to sign a one-year contract extension with New York State Department of Transportation for the snow and ice control agreement on state highways, and authorizing the chair to sign the 2019 to 2024 municipal state agreement for control of snow and ice on state highways. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Haggard, Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution concerning the use of county-owned machinery. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution correcting and refunding erroneous taxes. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Mr. Haggard. Okay. Also seconded by Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorization of petty cash accounts and departmental cash drawers. I move this resolution.
Second by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing blanket bond in lieu of individual sureties for county officials and employees. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hager, Mr. Forsythe, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for bank depositories and investment of county funds. I move this resolution.
Is there a second by Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Let me scroll down. Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for modifying the 2019 budget for public health for the emergency preparedness program. I move this resolution.
Is there a second by Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Peter? 15, yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contracts. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution amending Resolution Number 36-2018 for newspaper designation rotation schedule. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Leader. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution concerning newspaper designation. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for funding associated with the review of time and attendance system. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for the authorizing filling of vacancies. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The end of resolutions. We'll move to the county administrator's report.
A few updates for you this evening. The website project is moving along. The content transfer is underway, and we hope to begin training in departments in the latter part of January. So it's our hope that we're also working on an intranet, which would be a side of the outward-facing website that would allow employees to access information as well. So we'll keep you posted on that, but we're hopeful to have that up within the next 60 days. With regard to the shared services panel, I would like to be making in the next week new contact with the new officials to send them a survey on what we had put forward in the last shared services agreement and schedule a meeting of that panel. With regard to the 2020 legislative agenda, I would like to schedule in January or the early part of February two work sessions and set the priorities that will be hand delivered to Albany. Ideal timeline would be to adopt in late February and deliver that in early March. Some of you may have received an email notice from our Real Property Tax Services Director with regard to delays associated with town and county tax bills. And to add an even greater challenge, our mail equipment went down today. It's scheduled for review or for repair tomorrow, but this may delay the anticipated arrival of tax bills for a couple of days. So we'll give you an update. Legislators who have towns impacted did receive notice. We'll make sure you get an update when those are repaired and on the way. At Finance this month, because on Monday it's the Operations and Services meeting, we will forward all vacancies to be considered to the Finance Committee meeting, and you'll also receive the fourth quarter financial update for 2019. Just to take a moment to review the schedule for you, as I said, Monday the 6th is Operations and Services, followed immediately by Monday the 13th is Finance. That makes the 21st the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and then NYSAC is scheduled on the 27th. So it compounds the timelines associated with the meetings. Wanted to let you know the jail count as of this afternoon was 78. As a review, and I think some of you have seen notice provided by other counties of those released as a result of review of their charges, that number in St. Lawrence County was 4. And that also the balance of part of the reason the numbers have dropped is there were state sentenced inmates that were moved on to their next location. So that was also part of it. I did receive a question about the option associated with the J&L site. There was $10,000 received with regard to the option on that purchase. Any questions?
Mr. Akers.
I have a question, and maybe the sheriff could answer. Because we have 78 inmates, are we able to reduce the number of employees?
Last month at a training, he and his associates, the four higher-ups, met with new sheriffs, staffing. Our issue, whether you know, we're down to 78, is different pods in the jail, and the classifications for different people in different spots, i.e. female-male population, some of the younger youth that are in there, say youth over 18. Classifications and certain inmates can't be loaded with certain inmates. Because of that, that many pods need to be manned. So again, the commissioner right out of his mouth said, don't come to us for a year. He said, your legislators are going to ask this question, here we are.
Yep.
And they're not going to be able to bring down numbers for a year.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? That's it? You're all set? Okay. Any committee reports? Seeing none, any old business? New business? Mr. Burke?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to take the opportunity at the beginning of this new year and certainly at the end of 2019 to look at certain data points that we really don't, we as, and maybe I shouldn't project it, but I can certainly say I, as a legislator, don't have the answers to. And I think, you know, in response to your guidance as to what we have to be on the lookout for as far as our financial obligations from the service provision, you know, I think back to an article written in North Country Now, I think it was in May, that talked about poverty in St. Lawrence County, that nearly a third of our children live in poverty in this county. And I think that, you know, as we make decisions and as we look at the needs, we are a service agency. As we look at the needs of the citizens, it's beneficial to know the type of demographics that were outlined in the North Country Now report. We're above the state average in poverty. I think, at least 4 points above the state average. And as it relates to, there was a little discussion about mental health and substance abuse. As it relates to the provision of services, I think before we make any decision as to what direction we should go in, we need to have a solid base of information. To the best of my knowledge, nobody has been able to clearly describe the extent of the problem that we have with mental illness, with substance abuse. My gut reaction is that there are many gaps that we haven't yet filled. There are many needs we haven't addressed. But again, that's a shot from the hip. And I think as we move forward, we need to have some solid information to base future decisions on. I for one, and I'm all in favor of accountability for the services that we provide, but I believe the mental health and substance abuse services we provide are critical. I don't think there's enough of them. But again, we need to be able to have some solid information to make sound decisions. Our assets. We have towers, we have space on towers, that to the best of my knowledge has not been marketed. We have land that we talked about this past year that perhaps we would put solar panels on. But we didn't do that, and I don't believe we've taken any action to market the space that we have on our towers. So I think, you know, these are lost opportunities. And I think that it's time that we capitalize on the assets that we have and take a look at, I mean, certainly if we were in the real estate business, we wouldn't let three or four of our parcels lie vacant for a period of 2 or 3 years. We just wouldn't do that. So it's, in my mind, as we look towards the county's finances, we should be capitalizing on all of the assets that we have. And I'll speak for myself. We don't have a clear understanding of the complexity of needs for services that are provided by social services, our own social services department. Again, gut reaction is that we have an exponential increase in the number of children who are children of addicted individuals who need the whole family needs services, but the children are in a very vulnerable position, and those numbers have increased. And I think that as we look towards providing services in the future, I don't think that we should lose sight of the most vulnerable of our population. And I think the other issue or concern is the extent of the performance programs and their linkage to department and goals and objectives and the broader objectives that we as legislators should have and don't have. Our path should be clearly marked for the upcoming year. Our goals and our objectives, we should have some kind of a cohesive approach to the many challenges we face. Not to diminish the one that you put out, Joe, because that's an important consideration, but we are a service entity. And I think that we need to not lose sight of the critical services that we provide. Thank you.
Thank you. That being said, County Administrator, there is apparently at least one member of this board that isn't up to speed on everything with regard to children's services, social services, and some of the emergency services, for instance, the towers and the land and the solar panels. We need to know what's going on with those things. Could you see to it that we are presented with that information either through the department heads or in some other fashion within the next couple of months? Thank you. Would that be satisfactory, Mr. Burke? Thank you. Mr. Hager.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the time. Our caucus had an opportunity to meet, and we had much of it has already been covered by Legislator Burke on many of the things that we know and many of the things that we don't know. The goals we talked about were to create a leadership structure that assures transparency for all stakeholders, in particular for the public we serve. We also set a goal as a caucus to create a process for increased accountability for community services. In addition, we had set a goal to increase awareness for the challenges faced by our constituents. And finally, to identify the top priorities for 2020 via strategic planning and actually enter into strategic planning with stakeholders and bringing them in, particularly focused on high-risk, high-volume, and problem-prone services. Finally, the caucus, when we met, one of the reasons that we, and one of the reasons that it was my honor to put forth the nomination of Mr. Arquette, Legislator Arquette, was that it was universally agreed that for us to move the county forward, we're trying to work, and we are committed to work in a bipartisan manner. In the spirit of that, one of the reasons that I put forth Mr. Arquette's name was he had committed, if he had taken the chair, to appoint a member of the other caucus, the Republican caucus, to one of the leadership positions of one of the standing subcommittees. We would encourage the chair to consider doing that going forward this year, understanding that this is to be in a spirit of cooperation and a spirit of bipartisanship with the many challenges we face going forward. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Haggard. Anyone else? Mr. Akers.
Just in response to Mr. Burke, I agree that we need the data to make decisions, particularly on concerning community services as far as our clinics. It's going to be hard to go home to my constituents and explain an almost $1 million loss, and particularly with 400,000 of it being a private client. But on the good side, the numbers that we are receiving that are receiving temporary assistance and food stamps, those numbers are down. Unemployment is down. We're still one of the highest counties in the state, but it's down from what it was. You know, it really goes back to job training and education for the skill set. You know, the importance of BOCES and actually producing individuals that have these skill sets that are needed in the local industries that we have here today. A major priority for me, and I would hope for others, is the roads and the bridges that everybody in this county rides on and drives on and has to function and move their goods and services or acquire good services. So when we're at 40% deficiency, I think that my constituents, and I believe yours too, would want to be focusing on our dilapidated infrastructure as far as transportation. I do take issue with the complexity of needs that John mentioned, that social services doesn't seem, in his opinion, doesn't seem to have a handle on. By gosh, I don't know of anyone that is a stronger advocate for the poor and those in need in this county than our Commissioner Chris Rodese. And if you look at the 25 employees that we hired this year, I would say probably two-thirds of them, if not more, have been employed at social services. And obviously, we do have the needs. You know, we have a serious opioid and methamphetamine problem here, and that's resulting in a lot of kids whose parents are being, or were actually being incarcerated. That may change. So those are the things that I would like to address. But I do agree with you, Mr. Burke, about the need for some serious data, actually, about the capabilities of the private sector and others to handle mental and drug addiction in this county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Akers. Anyone else? Seeing none, any other new business? Ms. Arquette.
I just wanted to clarify on Mr. Akers' statement. Our unemployment rate has actually climbed from last year in St. Lawrence County. It was 4.4% last year. It is up 4.7%, and it is one of the highest in the state.
That's the unemployment rate you're, right. So noted. Anyone else? Seeing none, we have need for executive session for litigation reports, personnel appointments. Entertain a motion to move to executive session by Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Mr. Sheridan and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Appointments to the Fire Advisory Board with terms to expire February 28, 2023. Adrian Bush, Norfolk, New York. Bob Crow, Canton, New York. Robert Kerr, Norfolk, New York. Arthur Howey, Hammond, New York. Donald McCarthy, Augsburg, New York. Christopher Sherwin, Morristown, New York. And Jerome Wilson, Canton, New York.
You move for adoption?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sherman.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sheridan.
There's two generals to Civil War. One Sherman, Sheridan's the other one.
Well,
that's who I'm related to.
I had a Jim Reagan moment.
I have an appointment to the Community Services Mental Health Subcommittee, term to expire December 31st, 2023. The person's name is Susan Englert, E-N-G-L-E-R-T, of 1432 Mayfield Drive, Potsdam. Move for its, her approval.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer for reappointment to the Trails Advisory Board, Legislator Tony Arquette of Helena, Timothy Prashaw of Governor, Corey Storen also of Governor. The terms are to expire on 12/31/2022. I move those appointments.
Seconded by Mr. Hager, Mr. Leader, and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Chair's appointments. For the Operations and Services Committee, Legislator Denisha. Chair of the Services Committee, Mr. Sheridan. Chair of the Finance Committee, Mr. Akers. The Audit Committee, Mr. Fay. The Fiscal Stability Budget Review Committee, Mr. Akers. The Board of Trustees for the Supreme Court, Mr. Haggard. Cornell Cooperative Extension, Mr. Denisha. Governor Fair Board, Mr. Leader, and the Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors, Mr. Akers and Mr. Burke. As far as any of the other committees, subcommittees, that if any of you are having difficulty with them, can't make them, want to change or anything, if you shoot me an email or something or give me a call on the phone, we'll try and do something to accommodate what your needs are. If there's no further business, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. By Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Ms. Terminelli and Ms. Curran. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Don't forget, we will have photographs.